I'm glad to be in bed. And I can hear water running outside, as well as see lights dancing on a large body of water outside of the window. I'm in the house of David Hearn, and we've been talking a lot. I've almost lost my voice because I've been doing, I guess, the larger portion of the talking as I do my best to share some aspects of my fields of knowledge, and at the same time I've been fascinated listening to stories from David about his life as a photographer, and we're continuing this tomorrow. So I'm in the guest room now, a guest room in a house that's 600 years old, and the walls are adorned with art and photography, and not just any photography, some incredible moments from history captured by some of the finest photographers. I'm looking forward to seeing some of David's prints, because he doesn't have any of his own on the walls around us. He mainly has prints that he's been given from photographers, and he very modestly, casually says as we walk up the stairs, this was from Henri Cartier-Bresson and Kappa, and he's pointing to a wall of photographs from some of his closest friends who are now sadly no longer with us. So some of the iconic leaders and instigators of modern photojournalism and documentary photography, and some of the people that, you know, I've spent an awful amount of money to get hold of oversized books so that I could try and get closer to their work, and now I'm surrounded by original prints that were given to a friend, David, and you can't help but absorb some of the kind of inspiration and the passion that exists in these people's work. Just listening to David Hearn talk about, it's just really, really enthusing me, and a passion that I quite often put on the back burner because, well, someone's got to make a living doing something. And as David was saying earlier on, if you can make a living doing anything else other than photography, do that other thing. And to a certain extent, when I diversified from being a professional, I have more moments where I'm way more passionate about photography in itself, and I like that, rather than thinking about it as being work all the time. Yet, I can't help but have a deep admiration for people like David, who've just saturated themselves and yet retained that passion because they've been able to be involved in projects which are very close to their heart, projects which they just completely just get surrounded by and enveloped in. Seeing how he works here with some serious technological equipment, and yet I'm here to coach on technological advancements in other directions, mobile technology and social technology, yet he's pointing to photo scanning equipment and certain types of monitor which in my mind belong to serious and proper photographers, and some of it seems very, very much well out of my reach, and I can't help but wonder what would have happened if I'd just kind of maybe, I don't know, just stuck right with it, and well, maybe I'd be calling someone like myself to come and talk about the other technological possibilities that are out there. Diversifying to survive, and you just, I don't know, it's definitely a source of inspiration. Like, this house is just, I guess having lived here for as long as I've been alive, the house can't help but take on quite a lot of a person's personality. And you can tell David and his wife have put a lot into this place, and it's giving a lot back to my eyes, my new eyes, seeing it for the first time. But yeah, I'm looking forward to another day of conversations and stories. I want to record everything, but I also want to respect people's privacy to a certain extent, because a lot of the conversations we're having aren't necessarily meant to be shared, because they're personal discussions. I'm looking forward to clicking on the technology and recording some equally inspirational and educational conversations with David tomorrow that I can share. So yeah, what a really, really glorious evening, and I'm looking forward to getting more than 2 hours sleep tonight. I'm going to bed before midnight, which is definitely a treat. I've quite sleep deprived, hence the ever so slightly rambling audio that you're listening to right now. But yes, check out David Hearn and some of the stuff he's done with Magnum. Yeah, and try to, if you can, imagine the wall divided into photographers that are alive and good friends of photographers that are no longer alive and were good friends, and seeing images that you've seen so many times before, but now you are looking at the actual photographic prints made by the hands of these, most of the time made by the hands of these incredible photographers themselves. Yes, I'm glad I brought my film camera with me. It's kind of sat on the bedside table next to me, and I'm kind of itching to hear the click and then wait probably months for me to see the photographs. Come on, there are benefits of the instantaneous nature. He doesn't have any digital Leicas. I was kind of surprised, but he gave me a good reason as to why he doesn't have a digital Leica, which I shall keep to myself for the moment. I can't afford one anyway. Right, wherever you are, may your dreams be full of inspiration and wonderment. Good night. Unless you're listening to this in the morning, then have a good day.